It has been a gloomy and rather damp Friday across eastern New York and western New England. It's not a total washout, but we've had rain around at times, and our temperatures are way off the mark for this time of year. Now, to put that in perspective, our normal high temperature is right around 80 degrees for this mid-June day. Well, we're not even close to that. We're way off the normal high today by at least 10 degrees in many spots. It is much warmer farther west, and there are portions of western New York where temperatures have popped up into the 80s this afternoon. Clearly, there's a front in the middle. We're still on the cooler side of that front right now, with our wind coming in mainly off the chilly water of the Atlantic Ocean. Moving ahead, though, that warm front that is to our west will slowly work its way through, but it's still going to take some time, so we'll keep it somewhat comfortable in terms of temperature, at least moving into tonight. Lows will drop off to around 60 degrees, though you're noticing the humidity levels are coming up, so it'll be a little bit more humid than last night. Now, there may be a few showers around at times tonight, and also some areas of fog are possible. Moving into the day tomorrow, that front will finally work its way past the area, so that should allow for some much warmer air to arrive. And I'm targeting high temperatures that are mainly in the low to perhaps mid-80s tomorrow afternoon. And we'll see those humidity levels climb through the day, so it'll be somewhat muggy in the morning, but fairly humid by tomorrow afternoon. Now, there is the chance of a passing or a pop-up type shower or thunderstorm during the day tomorrow, but much of the day will end up being dry, so it's just a situation where you have to be aware of the weather, and certainly if a storm is in your area, seek shelter before that storm arrives. Now, on Sunday, we'll see those temperatures pop up close to 90 degrees in some spots with even more humidity, so the weekend will turn warmer and more humid each day, and there is the chance again for some scattered showers and storms on Sunday, and that shower and storm threat will continue into Monday, and I'll point out that some of these storms in that Sunday to Monday time frame could be on the strong or severe side, so that is something to keep in mind for the late weekend and early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, some areas of fog, low 56 to 62. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warmer and more humid, high 78 to 86. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warmer and more humid, high 78 to 86. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low 58 to 64. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warmer and more humid, high 78 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low 58 to 62. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warmer and more humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, with a chance of showers and storms, highs in the 80s to around 90, and on Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, with showers and storms likely, and highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.